What's up, not another podcaster? Samantha Stark here and back with another wonderful, fantastic movie commentary called Wolf Cop. And when you look Wolf Cop up on IMDb, under More Like It, it's Zombievers. So we're in for quite a treat. To either side of me is a fantastic, wonderful gentleman. So if you guys would like to introduce yourselves and tell my fantastic fans what podcast you're representing and who you are and why you're here.
I'm Ryan Estep. I'm representing the RSG podcast, Random Subject Generator, and I'm just here to make fun of a movie that's probably actually going to be pretty sweet.
All right. I am Nick Nitro. I'm from The Good, The Bad, and The Geeky, and I'm here to try to enjoy Wolf Cop.
Try being the key word. Ryan, where can we find your podcast?
You can find me, actually we have a website now, so rsg.com, actually rsgpodcast.com, it's fairly well. Yeah. Facebook, Random Subject Generator, Twitter, RSG Podcast, yeah, pretty much anything RSG and podcast will pull something of ours up.
And you can find mine on gbgpodcast.com. If you look up keywords Good, Bad, Geeky or Good, Bad, Geeky Podcast, you'll find it on iTunes, websites, you name it.
Alrighty, awesome. So here we go. Wolf Cop, after being transformed into a werewolf, a boozy cop uses his new powers to tangle with devil worshippers, shapeshifters, and other minions of evil. I actually do a really sweet witch's cackle, but it is so loud.
It's going to peak,
so cover your ears. My best friend hates it when I do that because she creeps her out. That just makes it all the more better. So we found Wolf Cop on Netflix, of all things. It's 2.5 stars, made in 2014, and just found out that Wolf Cop 2 is going to be coming out in 2016. So more to come. And 3, 2, 1, play. Loading. We might have to turn this down. Can I have the other remote, please? Thank you so very much. You know what? I should probably check and see if there's, I probably should have checked and seen if there's, what's it called? Subtitles. You know what? So, let's take that playback, and audio and subtitles. There we go. English subtitles. Dog? Sorry, my dog's a little cray-cray. English subtitles. I actually hate using that, and I hate myself a little bit for saying it. Play and resume. Ooh. Essie, you need to go away. She's the Wolf Cop's girlfriend, so she's upset. She's like, don't make fun of my man.
Cryptic words and pictures.
Fancy graphics.
I can already tell this is going to be amazing.
Echo lens. Ooh, evil spirit worshippers. That was very sensual, the way he grabbed the grass.
I
just
know.
Like, oh, grass. This is where the devil lives. Do you think that's like real snow or like cotton, or did they just put a filter over it?
A filter.
A filter, yeah.
Snow filter. We're so fancy, guys.
It's probably like, that's probably like fake snow while they walk through it, and then on top of that is actually that. Well, they could have shot this in Canada, where, like, it snows all the time.
Yeah. Funny fact, they actually did shoot this in Canada.
Oh!
It's filmed in Regina, Saskatchewan, and Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, Canada.
Never heard of that before.
The intro kind of reminds me of a bad black metal music video.
What's that music video that we watched that I couldn't get out of my head where they're doing, like, that stomp?
You Are Bewitched.
Yes, that was so funny. Great song. I still have not found the Zombievers thing to make as my ringtone. So, okay, opinions. What is the best werewolf transformation you've seen in a movie?
Ooh. In terms of the movie, how when you're watching it, how the whole movie fits together, American Werewolf in London, man.
Yeah.
But
it was a good one.
For me, runner up because the effects were better, but the movie, rest of the movie sucks. I would say Spader and Nicholson, Transformation in Wolf, was actually not bad. I mean, especially because it was mostly practical, it wasn't a lot of CGI. But again, the rest of the movie's not that great, so it's.
Oh, fuck me.
There's some blood on the screen. It's the title.
Because cops shoot people and there's blood everywhere.
I like how his button-up shirt actually zips up.
That means he's fancy. That's like having a clip-on tie that you have to knot yourself.
Well, it's... So what we're trying to get here is that he's a bad cop, everybody, because...
He's a boozy cop. Oh!
Oh! And he vomited.
Yep. It's very important to notate the color of the vomit, mainly because we had a friend who got so drunk, she puked all over my friend's crystal clean white shoes, and she had so many tequila sunrises, which her nickname is now Sammy Sunrise. It was not me. I have another friend named Sammy. Samantha, because I hate Sammy. But it was pink. So every time, man, she was so sick last night. What color was it? So, yeah, gotta love it.
So many missing animals.
I bet he's killing them, because he's a bad cop. But yeah, so one of my favorite transformations was, oh my god, Benicio Del Toro.
Oh, yes. The new werewolf.
I thought that was awesome. Wolfman.
Yeah, the new Wolfman.
I like that movie, too. I thought it was really good. I'm a big werewolf fan.
The one that I liked... I don't much care for the style of werewolf they went in the actual show, but it was in Hemlock Grove when the kid first changes into a werewolf.
That's on my to-watch list.
It's so painful looking that, you know, they're always talking, you know, different movies will show pain with it, but you don't really believe it. This one, like, bits and pieces of them were falling off. It was kind of cool.
That's cool. That's on my to-watch list. I want to see Hemlock Grove. Fuck yeah.
Nothing to see here, lad.
I just got dental work done. Did that guy...
I think he spit.
Was that pee or was that spit?
Probably both.
A little column A, a little column P. I'm so clever.
Love interest. Right there.
Where is he?
I'm right here, genius. Chief,
look how crappy he looks. What a bad cop.
He was drinking a flask in the patrol car.
I wonder if he's the wolf. He looks kind of wolfish right there, like he's already turned. Silver Bullet was a pretty good transformation, considering its time.
Yes.
In what, 78? I'm usually pretty good at this game, so let's see. 76 to 78. Ooh, before I look it up, I'm going to go with 76.
77.
Piggies. Pig mask.
Silver.
Wolf.
Oh, crap.
Pig.
I am way off.
Yeah.
Silver Bullet was 85.
Whoa.
I feel bad.
I thought it was in the 70s, too.
Yeah, it definitely has that feel. No, definitely. It was 85. I love that movie. I watched that movie over and over again as a kid.
He just licked the aspirin bottle.
Aspirin, you are my best friend. So, Ryan, werewolves versus vampires.
Oh, werewolves.
Me, too.
No contest.
Nick? I'm a vampire.
You're a vampire guy?
I'm a vampire guy.
I love werewolves.
I don't know why. It's the first thing that popped in my head. I totally go with the vampire.
For me, I'm just kind of over the vampire craze. But I've always been a big werewolf fan.
That was a zombiever.
Red eyes and everything. Zombievers. In case you don't know what zombievers are, listen to our last movie commentary from the three of us called Zombievers. It was magical.
It was. It was truly... It's like liquor donuts. It's delicious.
You lick her till she does nuts.
Oh.
That was a really bad joke. I feel kind of. Anyways. Aw, poor missing pets. I don't like movies where animals die.
Probably not going to like this one.
Yeah. Well, Zombievers the dog died, so.
Well, he's a giant
spoiler alert.
Dog,
oh, wait.
It's
so,
true.
Yep. So, you know, you're going to get a lot of... He's going to get revenge for all the missing ones.
He's probably going to get a little frisky, too.
I like his X-Files mug.
Believe.
Can't believe they're relaunching that whole new thing.
They are?
They're doing a little mini on it, but yeah, that's going to be the same characters.
Hmm.
You know, Mulder was a shitty FBI agent.
Right, he was basically the wolf cop, just without the wolf part.
Oh, really? Because I don't remember much of that show.
No, he just had a porn addiction.
Was it just porn addiction?
Yeah, like whenever Scully would come in there, you wouldn't really... Like, you'd hear a little bit, but he's watching the whole thing, and she always just gave him that look of, like, disgust and anger.
So
he's always watching it.
And she's like, don't touch me, your hands are sticky.
I want to say, what was the name of the group that spun off from The Lone Gunman.
The Lone Gunman.
They
yeah.
were more successful as, you know, detectives than freaking Mulder yeah. and Scully were, which is hysterical to me because that show didn't last that long, sadly.
Yeah.
Wasn't Millennium a spinoff from that show too?
Millennium was supposed to, I think, follow up after.
Weird.
Yeah, I think.
To the Googles.
But yeah, that one didn't last very long. They tried to get a little too far out there with their stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I didn't watch too much of that. The only thing in the X-Files I remember is the monster that went down into the the toilets, the outhouses.
Oh, that one.
That's the only one I remember.
I checked my toilet for at least a month after that.
So gross. That thing had like that those sucker lips, so, and you're like, oh god.
I always felt
terrifying.
See, I don't remember the monsters. I remember the smoking man.
Mm-hmm.
But I also. I just remember that Mulder was looking for his sister, and like they always got closer to the truth, and then the truth got taken away from him, and that's all I remember.
The main character's name, Lou Garou, is also the name of the werewolf located near the swamps in French folklore. Lou Garou, also called Rogaro, is a common mythical creature in French Louisiana folktales.
So is he trying to be like Lucifer, or is he trying to be Neo?
Follow the white rabbit.
He's like the one goth kid in town. He's blamed for everything.
The one. And he's even got the little teardrop. He's like, I killed somebody. Didn't really die, but I hurt him pretty bad.
My problem is I'm actually watching the movie. Because the production values, even though they feel cheaper... The plot seems way better than Zombievers.
I know, right?
So I'm just like, what's happening? Like,
we need to pay attention. This is important things happening. Politicians.
Right? Like, what's up with the little piggies? Oh, he's dead. He's dead.
He means business.
Business.
Mm-hmm.
And
not business.
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 Bidness.
It's Farva.
It's Farva's father. He got a liter of cola, too. Copyright infringement. Please cease and desist.
Oh, my. Hello? Hi.
Such bad timing. Pardon me in the bush. I bet she's going to pull her hair down and take her glasses off and be like,
I'm the sexiest woman ever. Right, after he becomes the weird cop or wolf cop.
Right.
And he's like, wolf cop, looking at you because you're so super hot.
She's the one taking the picture of him lounging in front of the fireplace.
Right.
Oh, my.
I'm really excited for that scene because I'm just so curious as to what the hell is that
Doggy
about?
Doggy style. He'll be really
take
funny.
Pictures, too.
I'm waiting the moment.
Bend
the guy in the
baby.
Giant, the actor in the giant dog suit.
While howling. Disturbing.
But that's why these movies are awesome.
Right?
Though, I will say that one thing that Zombievers has that this doesn't is they don't have that. Remember that one character actor? That shows up in a lot of stuff. He's in like CSI Miami and he's in like everything.
Because
he got like his eyes chewed out by the zombie. I was like,
yeah.
He brought some clap. We haven't seen that actor yet in this thing, but that's
true.
Okay. You don't need that always. You don't need that.
I'm giving my dog hand signals. Stop it.
Your dog is in absolute love with me.
She is. She's sitting
like,
in front of Nick, whining at her.
Why won't you return my love? Because
all
you
I
go right
do.
For the face.
She does.
No
she loves to kiss
face.
Faces.
No one touches the face.
She loves to kiss faces.
No?
Oh, come here, you goober. Sit down.
He needs to be more drunk for this, the cop does.
He needs
around.
To stumble
yeah,
more. I mean, he needs to stumble more. He needs more stubble. Boober.
Boober.
What the hell?
That
should be
a
superhero. Boober.
I'd read it.
Well,
Boober.
I mean, I would
you know,
too, but would
you
it be for the
men.
Quality of articles? Or
I
would
have
it be
my
for the
boobs.
Boobs? Or, I don't know. What else could be featured in Boober magazine?
Milk.
Gallons of milk.
Gallons and gallons of milk.
In various different poses.
Nothing but boobs seething with milk.
Oh my god.
Oh, we'll that pop sucks. Down.
Those yells don't sound very serious. You're crying wolf.
They were added in post.
Are those peace signs on his boxers?
Yeah. I probably went to him as like, we need you to, you know, you're going to have to bring some of your own clothes in except for the cop stuff. We can get everything else. But you know, he just comes in and he's just like, are you really wearing the peace sign underwear? Isn't that a little dated? And he's like, it's all I got, man.
I'm a struggling actor. Really. These are the only pair of boxers I have, and they're inside out.
And that is even a shitty razor.
Single blade razor that's not doing anything.
Oh my god.
Ooh, no, he's probably turning into a wolf, so that way it's just like whoosh, growing right back.
I wonder look if that's the whole thing, hair. If that he actually.
Oh.
You called it.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm so smart. Just growing right back. I bet he. Oh, ow. I bet he, like, brushes out his chest hair. I had a music teacher that used to do that.
Wait, what?
Yeah! Oh, my gosh, yes. My mom had the same teacher! It was so funny, because she's like, whoa. Does he have, like, a lot of chest hair? Yeah, he wears his button-up shirts to work, and he unbuttons the top one, and he's got chest hair, and he'll comb it. Like, out.
The man is proud of his...
Yeah! Wow. He's proud of his manly chest hair.
Yeah.
And his ruggedness. Hilarious. My mom's like, wait a minute. I think I had that same teacher. It is thundering outside.
Yeah, it's been thundering all day.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
That's why Essie wants to be up here with us. She does not like thunderstorms. Ooh.
He can hear everything.
Oh, look at the puppy. Oh. That's the best thing is when dogs move their heads back and forth, like, huh? Oh. I would punch you.
Ooh. He's a cop.
Oh.
That's disgusting.
That was sexy. I take that man seriously now.
I'm starting to really get a sense that this whole town doesn't really give a shit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, which means there will truly be hell to pay when Wolf Cop gets on the scene.
Yeah. He's going to save all the animals.
Yes. Yes. That is a thing he will do. That's... First business, forget all the cultists and the end of the world stuff.
Just make sure they don't sacrifice the animals.
But the puppies shall be okay.
Damn straight. That's all that matters.
Because wolves care about dogs.
Wolves, yes.
They better.
Yeah. Wolf cop for commissioner.
Yeah. Your animals will be safe with him.
Right, Essie. Say wolf cop. Woo! She's like, yeah. I just keep scratching my neck. James and Bree know Essie. She's tried to lick their faces, too. She's kind of a hoe. Oh, my goodness. This actor is cracking me up. Just his looks, he's just like, huh? Fuck your pen.
It's $500 fine.
Well, Bob.
I love stereotypes.
I like to eat this donut here, set it on the dead body, and get myself a nice, delicious cup of cocoa.
And it's his coffee is in between the guy's legs.
The donut is resting on the dead man's knee.
Yep.
Oh my god.
And it looks like tracks on his arm.
Well, they had to make it look. Like it was drug related.
Right, because
so that ripped out neck is obviously what heroin addicts do.
It was itchy.
Here, everybody, just come get my neck.
Used to do dive bomb attacks with the dogs. We'd pick her up and be like, hello. Ooh, that was lightning.
Of the moment, but as you know, it is our top priority.
You make a better old lady sound than she does.
I know. Well, it's in the wake of this tragedy. The drink and shoot is going to have to be canceled, everybody. I'm really sorry about
that. The drink and shoot?
The drink and shoot.
The drink and shoot?
I mean, we also might think some weird shit was going on over here with an occult symbol and a weird, you know, thing that helps people go places that they hold in their hands.
Drink and shoot. That's so safe. Sounds like something my dad would attend. Actually, no, that's too cool for him.
What's the smell of Wolf Cop?
I can smell it.
Oh.
Oh, it's your natural musk. A large amount of women's pheromones come off the back of their neck, so that's why they flip their hair.
Oh.
And that's why they put perfume on the back of their neck, too.
Didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. That's where I put perfume on before my interview. Some on my wrists, and then I put some on the back of my neck, and then I went whoosh. Anything to get an edge. I mean, come on.
Do what you gotta do.
I just did my roots.
Now he's doing homework.
He suddenly cares.
Canceled. Every 32 years, the drink and shoot is canceled.
Is that what it literally said?
Well, the probability, yeah, actually a little bit. But here's the other thing, too, is that the Tina lady, the other cop, she said this whole weird thing. It's just like, I don't want to bring up the past. But and
here's
he's,
the
and
past.
Then he's just like, shit, and walks away. Now he's doing math. And it's just like, what point does the drunk cop get to do math? That's a serious, I mean, now granted, there's
that
a
means
nice
he was smart
hair
at one point.
Right in front of him. Not just for him, but for also us, the viewer. But
boobs are important. I wonder if she's in Boober magazine.
She probably does have a spread in Boober magazine. She's,
there's like a cleavage
she's
section.
The Boober of the year.
Boober of the year.
She's the Boober of the year. I made myself.
She's got the fold out.
She's got the fold out.
It's not even her whole body. It's just chest, and it's like fold out. You got a boob on either page. And the crease is the cleavage. And then people complain because it's a shitty magazine.
And in their new 3D issue.
Nice.
They have the glasses. And they're shaped like boobs. Only they have the 3D
I'd
colors.
Wear those.
That's what they're trying to get. Coming soon to IMAX theaters.
Yeah.
Boober the movie.
Boober the movie.
Actually, I wouldn't mind seeing that. The follow-up, Wolf Cop 3. Boober, boobaloo.
Boober, boogaloo.
Boober, boobaloo.
Boob, boober, boobaloo.
Is the solar eclipse just a coincidence?
There was a solar eclipse the other morning.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was like 6 in the morning. I was walking Essie, and I my neighbor walks his dogs in the morning. He was like, yeah, did you see the eclipse yesterday? I'm like, no, I was sleeping. He's like, yeah, a friend of mine woke me up about at 6:15 this morning. He's like, go outside and look, it's cool.
Dude.
So there was a lunar eclipse, not a solar eclipse. So
I would have hung up on whoever called. I would have answered the phone, and then just hung up.
And like, I'll see pictures online. I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
Aw. Essie's now behind Ryan. Oh, she's laying down. Well, not anymore. You disturbed her.
That's funny, because he looks like a wolf.
He's a little mirror. Wolfy. What's going on, Wolfy? I wonder if he likes treats.
The wolf.
So if he's going to attack
does,
you, does
he
like liver snaps or something?
Well,
Boober
magazine is a treat for him as well.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
So he gnaws on Boober?
Mm-hmm.
Does tricks for Boober
and
magazine.
He gnaws on her a little bit too, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Wouldn't it be really great? Yeah, he turns while doing her. That would be great.
Hey, big release of hormones and, you know, heightened emotion. He's gonna change. And then, that would be terrifying. Like, to be that woman and have, like, this, like, sexual experience, and then all of a sudden he's like,
rah. Wolf's out.
Yeah.
That'd be terrifying. No, thank you.
There's a movie that, I don't think it's bad production values, but, I mean, maybe, I don't know. Have you ever seen the movie called The Specials?
No.
The guy who did Guardians of the Galaxy, James Gunn, he wrote it. It's about, what if you know how there's the Avengers, the X-Men, Justice League, they're like the top three groups you would call on in an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
The Specials is the seventh group you would call
on.
Nice. And it shows what they do on their day off around the Specials castle, which is really just a giant house that houses all of them. Jamie Kennedy's in it, and he plays like a character making fun of Nightcrawler. he can teleport, and but he can also like shoot plasma blasts at the same time. And apparently he's like the whore of the group too.
Oh, okay.
And so he's like apparently during his like, because it's also done kind of like The Office where they do one-on-ones with the
people. Oh yeah.
Yeah, and so during his one-on-one, he's like, they got mad at me one time. It was a big PR nightmare because there I was humping some chick, and I lost control, and I plasmaed her ass, and half her ass is gone. And, you know.
Oh, he's peeing blood.
So yeah, they do give him a lot of crap because, yeah.
So his penis is the first thing. Oh my God! Seriously?
Wow, that's... I think we have our new favorite change here.
Well, everybody.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I would see a weird penis. So why the hell are those... Why are they coming after him? Like, that's
what... Well, they saw her outside, and they probably want to attack him
and
rape her.
Yeah, but they're going after him.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Like, the penis, I can't get over it. I can't believe they showed it. The first wolf penis I've seen. What is it? Oh my gosh, with the kids. Look, his kick, Wolfman in the Nards. He's a wolf, he doesn't have Nards. Oh! Monster Squad!
Monster Squad.
Just kick him in the Nards. Wolfman's got Nards. Oh my God. That movie is great.
Whoa.
I want to see her naked. She doesn't even look worried. She's like, oh, that's normal.
Well, you gotta think, in that kind of town, I'm sure she sees stupid stuff all the time.
I think these shoes are a little small for me. I've outgrown them.
Shoes.
These shoes are real.
So she saw him. Okay. Flaw here. Which we're not surprised.
Doogie!
There was only one way out from the basement. Oh, wait. Never mind. I think we might have our answer here.
Did he just do dog porn?
Oh, that is so weird and hysterical.
I'm going to hide in my boobs and laugh.
Oh, even worse.
Willie? And they're fuzzy cuffs. They're not going to hold him. Those break and they're flimsy.
He did make dog porn.
Oh, I'm so excited. Not, like, sexually excited, just, like, this is going to be really weird. Excited. That's a good friend.
Like, how does he know it's him? I guess...
He knows how to do laundry.
That says a lot for a hillbilly.
It really does.
Wait a minute, if you look, now his pentagram is gone. It's perfectly fine.
Well, you know, he's a wolf, he is.
Well, maybe it regenerated new skin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay, so this didn't fix my problem. So,
nope.
The only way out of the basement was through those stairs, and he was by the stairs and saw him exit the room, which is... bartender lady.
We still don't know she's not dead.
That's true. He could have killed her.
Was he putting a wolf's
mane? Nightshade. It's deadly nightshade.
Hair dog.
That's funny. This movie's gonna be full of silly puns.
Wow.
Looks like that's nothing. I want to put a little salt on that. Huh, he's got the toilet mug. Garlic? There you go.
Called it.
Hmm. there's actually a lot of conjecture around how werewolves came to the lore, folklore of werewolves came to be.
Yeah.
Women, you know, have your period. They're shunned for that time because they're considered dirty. So when the full moon comes, that's when, you know, typically they think your period is and, you know, all that stuff. So back in the day, that's sort of how... So actually werewolves are thought to be women for a long time because of that.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Well, everybody, I learned something new today. Wolfsbane.
No idea.
Wolfsbane's the cause of a lot of problems now.
Wolfsbane stops your period.
Wouldn't that be the savior of our problems?
Oh, really would.
Yeah.
Then I'd know who's a werewolf.
Jessica's probably in ribbons.
Oh, darn. Her fake boobs were annoying. No, I don't think they were fake, actually, but still.
They were propped up pretty well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what push-up
nice,
bras off for.
That's what they're for. I thought they were for just, you know.
It's a thing?
Push-up bras?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I was just a turning one.
No. Bras are specifically created to give you a certain look. You actually want a bra that's going to squeeze the sides of your boobs to be smaller than your waist. It makes you look 10 pounds lighter.
Oh, didn't know that.
Yep, I learned that on Chelsea Lately.
She's still alive.
Uh-oh. Bitch gonna talk. Bitches get snitches get stitches.
From
is her voice dubbed over?
She might have ADR'd it. He's gonna die. He's a dick. Like, yeah, cause you know when even she gets all the like sup. And that's a wow. That's a great camera too.
Remember those cameras before phones became them? Aw, was that her?
Jess, I'm really sorry. I don't know.
You weren't yourself, dude. You really didn't do this.
Did it hurt you?
No, you saved me.
So he's a white knight werewolf.
Interesting.
Cause his name is Wolf Cop.
And he's
saving,
really got a heart of gold.
Saving ladies from Booba Magazine, Wolf Cop. Gonna stop crying, but first he's gonna
that's
lick his nuts,
do.
Wolf Cop.
Scoot his butt across your carpet,
Wolf
Cop.
Fighting zombie bears.
Wolf Cop versus Dracula.
Hmm.
Oh, that's where my penis exploded.
Show the penis clip again. You know you want to. Do it.
I like how he's still eating the corner.
Oh.
Wow.
Is that his own face? Does he, like, shed? There we go. Yeah, he sheds. That's...
Oh, God, that is so weird.
That's a little,
I mean, that's cool, but it's...
That's a little Chainsaw Massacre-y. No, it's any sort of hair I've ever seen. I get it under a microscope. Which means I'll dispose of this.
Well, when my dick explodes into a pool of blood and then pops out a werewolf dick, I
he's
know...
He's eating. Oh my gosh, the corner's eating.
Of course he would, because that's disgusting.
Is that meth?
It's Morpheus. It must be Morpheus again.
He's no Walter White if it's a meth.
It's Morpheus, who apparently is also Walter White.
Oh.
Walter Morpheus?
I think so, yeah. So this is the bad guy who doesn't believe what he's about ready to hear. So then he still will do everything to get the guy, not really understanding that he is a wolf. Because the teardrop means business.
Does that mean how many wolves he's killed?
Yes.
I'm this many! I've killed this many. If you do not like the F-bomb, do not watch this movie. Wait, does he have one eye?
You're about to lose that eye.
Ah! Is that his good eye or his bad eye? I don't have a watch, I'm sorry.
Upbeat music playing, so saith the subtitles.
Drink and shoot cancel.
I love subtitles because if you are deaf and you don't know what these sounds mean, it cracks me up sometimes because it's like, how? like low clamoring. What the hell's clamoring? Mm-hmm. I don't know what clamoring sounds like.
Grizzly attack. I like how they say
he's
grizzly
doing
attack,
his homework.
Attack, bear attack.
She doesn't like thunderstorms.
Right. I gather.
She's like, protect me, Nick.
I'm your only hope, Obi-Wan.
My only hope. Which means I'm going to snuggle with you and lick your face.
His son, Luke, 10... Yeah, 32 years ago, he was canceled because his daddy died.
Daddy was a wolf.
No, I think he got killed by the wolf. Maybe he was the wolf, but like then maybe he killed himself.
You got any books on devil worship?
I know that's what I ask when I go to the fucking library.
Loud in front of everybody. I'd like to start worshiping the devil. Anything you have that can help me do that.
Dogs and cats. They got the one book that's like written in the 1800s. In this little podunk over
the one book in the whole place that is on. Rumble, rumble, rumble.
I don't know, read the book. That's where you have right. it.
We're just looking at the pictures going to think.
What would make more sense to me is if this was a pop-up book.
Ha! Like, dang.
Good friend. And then your face. Wow, Ryan, even the thunder is louder than you.
I know. I don't know what to do about that.
She's like, I don't like it.
It's okay.
She's like, okay, I'm comfortable right here.
Good doggy.
Yeah, she's a good girl. When she's not attacking your face.
The size of that pill.
Is that a pill?
That's a horse trank.
That's what you put up your pooper.
I was gonna say.
Suppository.
It has to be. There's no way you can swallow that. Only Jenna Jameson can swallow that.
Nice.
The only porn star I know. I mean, I could say Miley Cyrus can swallow that, but I don't know. I don't know if she's had access to anything that big.
Well.
I'm just thinking of some of the people she's dated. I don't
know. She's like a wrecking ball.
I came in like a wreck. He came in like a wrecking ball. That's what that really meant.
Okay. I think it's what if the wrecking ball comes from two ways at the same time?
There
you go. I'm just saying, now that's an image.
Yeah.
It's also
thanks,
known
Miley.
As a she was naked through that whole thing.
Was she? I couldn't tell. I was paying attention to Boober magazine, which had a very.
And she was not in Boober.
Well, they had a. It was a Miley centric issue without Miley actually in it, so it was easy to get confused.
So is there like a girl equivalent to Boober? You know how there's like Playgirl.
The lightning
would
and thunder
like
is
baller?
Saying everything that I'm thinking right now. there has to be.
Like Baller?
Yeah.
Oh, Baller. Boober.
Hairy balls.
Baller.
Smooth balls.
Dicker.
Dicker.
Peener.
Just dicks.
Pinoy. This week in Pinoy magazine.
Pinoy for the straight guy.
And Willie's super weird, and that's just not like you being normal weird.
I mean, like, you're in a cage with no clothes on. Is this normal? I mean, really? His father's death is sustaining the lizardmen shapeshifters for decades.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually,
three
no.
Three decades, to be specific.
Mm-hmm. I think that her dad was the one that was actually the werewolf,
mm-hmm.
and his dad was the one that went out to find him. And
you can't see me. I wasn't listening.
He's got his maple camo on.
My brother has a camouflage shirt that says, oh crap, it's snowing. See, same boxers, I'm telling you.
I swear to God, this is all he has.
He washes them in the sink, and then if he can't have time to do that, he just turns them inside out.
So at the press conference for Wolf Cop 2, will you have the same boxers on in the previous film?
That would
be my question. I've actually upgraded to a new pair of boxers.
I'm a journalist from Boober Magazine.
Yeah.
What I need to know is in this movie that we are sponsoring...
Now,
will
if
you
we can
have
see,
the same boxers?
Well, if his dick explodes out of the thing again, that will be hysterical to me. Like, that's what I'm really looking for right now. And Willie will just
I
be
just
like, whoa, your dick, dude. I'm totally putting this
is
in
he drinking
Dicker
Blue
magazine.
Moon magazine? Or is he drinking... Oh, my God. You said magazine, my brain went, magazine. Is
ouch.
He drinking Blue Moon beer? Ooh. So that's kind of interesting that he, like, sheds his skin.
It's kind of what Hemlock Grove did.
Oh, because I haven't seen Hemlock Grove yet, but I'd never seen that where they really shed. That's real. Ooh. Rawr. He's like a pro wrestler.
Mm. Not okay with that.
Ha. Idiot. He's got an underbite.
So you gotta take a shower after that to like wash that crap off?
I still have pieces of me on me.
Yeah, you would think that was beautiful, Willie.
Somebody stoned. When really, it's the most painful thing I've ever experienced. Not ducking bird.
Wonder if the alcohol in his wolf-like steak calms him down and makes him more human.
Oh.
That would be neat. Or a giant gremlin, I can't tell.
Don't feed him after midnight. Don't
yeah.
get him wet.
They have liquor in them, Willie. That's why he wants them.
I'm a drunk werewolf cop. I don't know what's going on, but I'm all fuzzy like a wolf. But I'm a cop. He's playing, well, attempting to play cards.
I mean, he's being super chill.
Right?
There's a werewolf behind him.
Did you know? He could just reach out and... And he's still got boxers on. He's writing.
And there it is.
Oh, rubbing the liquor in
donuts.
Like
Peter Griffin.
They said it.
I love the show Scrubs, but like I forgot, like Bill Lawrence has a thing about, he thinks every TV show should say the name of the show in the pilot episode, even though he thinks it's the most stupidest thing ever. Because so like he tries to find...
It's like a good luck charm almost.
A little bit. Like you can find a way. So like in Cougar Town, the show opens up playing football for the Cougars.
Yes.
That's the town mascot.
Cougar Town.
And they, so you're going to get welcome to Cougar Town, and that's how it opens up. And the football players and everything. And Scrubs, remember, he hates Dr. Cox, but who's the other? Kelso?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, finally yells at me. He's like, you're nothing but a pair of scrubs to me. And I'm just going like,
oh,
I get it because it's called
Scrubs. That's
so Scrub.
Funny.
And so they just did that. He'd be, yeah, that's interesting. Bill Lawrence should totally watch this. He'd totally enjoy that. Because you know what? You're a wolf, man.
I'm a cop.
You're a wolf. Cop. How much of a pain in the ass would it be to tie your tie with nails like that?
Oh my god, but maybe Chinese dude's just like...
You can take it.
That was pretty slick.
Low profile. I like Willie. He's funny.
He looks like Nick from CSI. I don't know the actor.
That one dude.
The one dude with the guy and the thing. Styles Auto Body.
There is a little factoid about Styles Auto Body. I've been waiting for it to show up. Styles Auto Body Garage is named of a character, is the name of a character in Michael J. Fox's classic Teen Wolf.
Oh.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
Oh, now they're modifying the sheriff's car. That's all right.
What is... My mom's a werewolf or something like that? Where she's shaving her legs in the on the cover? It was made in the 80s?
Oh,
or something, My Mom's a Werewolf?
I know
what
I'm...
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I love IMDb.
So, not only is he a good cop as a wolf, he's also very proficient at auto body work.
Yeah.
As a wolf.
As a wolf. Like, Lou will wake up to... Oh, wolf. I was out on the front of the car. Yeah. Damn right it is.
Yeah.
You know what? Were they really... You know, I bet you anything, they were going like... Let's hut. Wow, is there like a fin on the back?
He's getting better at his speech. He's like relearning how to talk.
His spoiler is the W.
I know, right? And it's on the front too.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, Lord, the little piggies are going to get it.
My feet keep falling asleep. Oh my gosh, he's marking them so he can find them later and kill them. That would be awful. What is it? We were watching Shipping Wars.
Yeah.
And one of the girls got sprayed by a tiger right in the face.
She leaned in and it was like...
She was like, oh, he's so beautiful.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's so terrible. Yeah, My Mom's a Werewolf, 1989. The frustrated housewife Leslie visits an animal shop to purchase a flea collar. Unknowing the owner is a werewolf. So she accepts an invitation to lunch in his apartment. She's married. Why she would do that, I don't know. Through a bite in her tow, he starts her slow transformation into a werewolf. So, yeah. My mom's a werewolf.
I remember, the only thing that comes to mind is, like, that sounds so familiar. The only thing I can think of was my stepmother's an alien with Dan Aykroyd. Oh, well, yeah.
I don't remember ever seeing the movie.
You just remember the cover?
Yeah, I remember the cover.
That's definitely
I'm sure I've seen it at some point, but... Was it American Werewolf in Paris?
Yeah.
With Tom Everett Scott?
I never saw that one.
Really? I love that
one.
Is
it good?
It's so it's so silly. The girl who plays Claire in Modern Family is one of the girls that dies.
Really?
Yeah. I saw that movie maybe 3 months ago. It was on cable, and I was like, holy crap, I haven't seen this in forever. And I saw her, I was like, oh my gosh, it's you. So she meets him, and like, she's the only other American around. And it was right after he got bit, so Tom Everett Scott's like, I'm munching on raw meat. And then it was his first transformation. So, and then he kills her. But the thing is, if you kill someone as a werewolf, their ghost haunts you.
Oh.
So now she's stuck to his soul, like, forever.
Oh, I don't remember that being a part of the first movie.
Yeah, I don't remember that either. Yeah.
American Werewolf in Paris.
So you're going to do your own stuff, bro? That's right.
You're supposed to use a rolled-up bill for that. Preferably 100. That was a lot of lines. Of red stuff.
Wow, so I wonder if this will all go down in like one night, like one epic showdown between the big bad wolf and the little pigs.
I think it's funny that's what it's turned into. I wasn't really expecting that.
I'm surprised. I thought it would be over the what's it called? The unsolved murder. Why is he sticking his head out like a dog? Aww.
He's gonna get better sniffs.
I bet those guys, whoever directed this, is like, I am so glad they did Breaking Bad because we know now what an actual meth lab looks like. We're gonna have a meth lab over here. It's gonna be great. We're gonna have them wear the same thing that Walt and Jesse wore.
Yep. And Dog was like, what was that?
I'm pretty sure when they hit that wall, that the beams were a W that, like,
I saw
first.
That too.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh. So funny.
I'm sensing a theme here, everybody.
Yeah.
Theme of W's.
If my standard idea at work started with a W, I'd totally be like, W as in werewolf.
Ha.
And...
Wow.
Oh! That sucks. It's fucking worse. That's hilarious. Oh, I got a little trim. Get him. I don't want my other eye taken out, man.
Oof.
You know, it's a werewolf. Don't attack it. Yeah, you would still live after having your face skin torn off.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing vital. You're not going to bleed out. Oh, no. Who are you going to call? There's two other cops in the entire city.
Wait, what if the bartender called Willie?
Oh, I thought he made the call. Okay, never mind.
No. I mean earlier. Who is he talking to? Hey, we got a problem.
Oh, yeah. They're into something.
Shooting guns at a meth lab.
I like that crazy pink mouth.
Come on, grab some meth and let's go.
Well, you gotta have priorities. First things first, let's get high. It's exactly how you run out of a blowing meth lab.
That is a great model they did there. It looked almost real for a second. And
just
then,
for a second.
Just for a second.
It's all you need to make it magical in your brain. They said it again.
Wolf cop.
We should take
it a few times in the movie.
We should take a drink every time they say wolf cop.
Would make a good drinking game.
They've only said it twice, so we are not drunk so far.
Unless we're doing shots.
That's what I mean.
Oh.
And I have no hard liquor, just wine. And I'm not gonna shoot wine.
Yeah.
Pigs. Red Riding Hood. I wonder if they got. It would have been cool if they got the rights for the Red Riding Hood song. Little Red Riding Hood.
Actually, they did that in Grimm. In the pilot episode?
Yeah. I love Grimm. Ah!
Puppy poaching is a crime, everybody. Oh, wow.
Rosie Palm and her five sisters.
I totally call this.
No. So, there's this erotica story, and they do, like, or this person who writes erotica, and it's all Disney characters. So they did one with Belle and the Beast, and she was having sex with the Beast before he turned, and they were describing like how it was different than a male penis. So
that's how they do that.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, this is weird, not sexy. This is weird. Still a better lovemaking story than Fifty Shades of Grey.
I wonder if they'll show her going down on the giant wolf cock. That would be...
Although he's got 50 Shades of Grey in his wolf hair.
that took me a second. That was good. That was good. It took me a second.
She brought candles and everything.
My Central... goodness. I bet she won't like it as good when he's a human.
That'd be hysterical.
Be like, you're bigger as a wolf. Can you just... We're just gonna wait till you turn again.
I totally thought it'd be the other cop, but no. That or she's the bad guy. It's the only thing I can
think. I think she's gotta, like, have sex and, like, birth forth the devil or something.
Oh, born of a child.
Oh, there you go.
Boober.
Boober.
This week on Boober Magazine.
Hairy hands and the boobs that love them.
Focus right on those candles, everybody.
Because we know it's
and
really happening.
And the wolf smokes, too.
You don't call, you don't write.
Oh.
Bitch. I feel funny. Everything all right, lover wolf? We did. did it doggy style. It's the only way he knows how to do it.
What a twist.
Didn't see that one coming.
Wait. So she's a
shape. She's a witch.
She's a doll.
Interesting. So that means she was always her? Interesting.
Valley, valley, interesting. We've only got about 40 minutes left in the movie.
Really?
A lot of stuff has to go down. Yeah, we've been recording for an hour now.
Wow.
Well, no, not even. The movie's an hour 18 minutes.
Oh, wow. Okay, I thought you had like 40 minutes left in the movie.
That's what I said at first,
oh,
and then I remembered, no, it's not.
I was saying, is anything the movie was that long?
No.
Like,
we only
really?
Have,
this must be the extreme director's boober cut.
The boober cut. Is he drooling?
Mm-hmm. With a shotgun.
I was on a cross-country, or like a half cross-country bus tour to Colorado for a camp. And my friend Jenny was sitting next to me, and I was leaning back, and I'd fallen asleep, and I had a pillow across my lap, my arm was down, and she was laying sideways, and she had rolled over onto my arm. Woke up, my arm was covered in drool.
Mm.
And I was like, so, oh, Willie. You had one job, Willie. Because he's a cop.
He's a lot stronger.
Why?
Will you tell me? The Uberu is not my choice. Doesn't make any sense, okay? This guy's a loser.
Hey. Alcohol does make you more impervious to pain. That's why drunk drivers usually survive the crashes. How many wolf penises do you think she's seen?
Ooh. How old is the witch? So, if anything, this is her third, maybe? If it's more than that, I mean, damn. The witch has seen a lot of wolf dick. Hopefully she didn't give him a blowy, because that would be a lot of hair pulling out of your
right.
teeth. Oh, but wait. We have... look up. Look at the wall. There you go. Yay.
And that's why you're the employee of the month. Every month.
That's right. She is, isn't she?
Yep. Willie ain't too bright.
I'm too.
Oh, my goodness.
What the fuck? It's serious, y'all. She's putting
suit
a tie
up.
On. Suit up. Gonna take some bad guys. Gonna pop some gum. Gotta have good breath while you take down the bad guys with a big old sniper gun.
Automatic
rifle. Is that a sniper? Or is it something like that?
It's a rifle of some sort.
She's gonna... Yeah,
like
she's gonna take the wolfmobile. Yeah. The wolf cop.
I'm a wolf wannabe. Challenge accepted. She looks like Buffy.
That's not a bad thing. Buffy's pretty awesome. Oh, we're talking about the Vampire Slayer, right?
No.
Oh.
Someone, glasses.
I got you now. I'm sorry. I thought you
joke about work.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Nix. Didn't land. No.
Truck.
It's
got metal balls, everybody.
Oh my gosh, those. I don't even find them funny. mean, wait. Okay, Gold Death.
I hope Willie doesn't die. I think Willie will turn.
Oh. Dick.
There's a lot of crazy stuff going on here, which I, you know what, this is okay. I'm trying to understand what everybody's, you know, like, what is his, is it one of those things where he lets the drug trade go on, so I don't know, we'll find out. I'm asking too many questions, maybe you shouldn't ask questions
about.
There
will be answers soon, and if there's not,
you'll
it's
find
a B movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, and according to IMDb, there's a scene after the credits. So.
Oh, what?
What was that, Jack Black? Like, what the hell? Oh no! Fantastic graphics, you guys. That'd be kind of cool. Now, do shapeshifters usually can shift into anything, or is it just one thing?
I think it's. Anything.
Depends on the lore.
What makes me wonder, do they actually kill the one people?
You've been alive the whole time. I killed my dog. It's like V, man. Like V.
Oh, wow. True Blood.
Yep. I see it with my good eye. Depth perception's a little off. Ah, saw that coming. He didn't. I'm like getting totally into this. I'm like, all right, let's go.
Yeah, I'm finding myself watching the movie too.
Right?
See, so like, if he's tied up like that, wouldn't he break free from the chains necessarily because his skin is shedding?
He wants to break free
from the chains.
I would think.
And it makes you realize how they've been that successful for so long.
Well, he is the strongest one they've ever seen.
Why is the shapeshifter wearing, like, steampunk goggles?
And they're, like, different. So he could look directly at them.
The solar eclipse.
Yeah, the solar eclipse.
Well,
you're missing the point of those glasses.
There's the thingy. It's a compass. That's the word I can't think of before. Shit. Yeah.
Be silent. Be still. That's a dull blade. I'd be like, can you, like, sharpen that up a little bit? That's really gonna suck.
It's like grape juice.
Oh, there goes Willie. You stay. Look at. Oh my gosh, it's a musket.
It's a blunderbuss.
Oh my gosh, it was a musket. That's a spray and pray gun right there. Super metal, man. Biker helmets and everything.
Like hockey armor.
And then Hiro Nakamura comes flying in via time travel and goes, don't worry, I'm going to completely undo the original series of heroes and be reborn as Wolf Cop 2. Wolf Cop, 2.
Nice.
Wolf Cop again. bitch versus bitch. Show me your hands, but if you move, I will kill you. So she can't fight as the old lady.
None of calcium.
Ooh! The last wolf I effed was your father. Nick called it.
Boom.
And then you were born. Bitch.
Like, quickly, a random shot of the trees that have nothing in it. Ooh.
Sure, spray everything with bullets and you hit nothing, but classic action, you know, will tell you that a handgun is always better. You'll hit everything with a handgun. Whatever, don't need you. Ooh! That's called long pig. Fuckhead? Telford and you. Nah. Gotta watch out for them little ankle biters. Ooh. There goes another head. How's your head?
Heads will roll.
It's a silver sword.
According
soul,
to Game of Thrones.
Spend it.
Tina kind of sucks at fighting.
But the fact that she can even get that far in a fight, I would say is not horrible. Badass pose turnaround thing.
Well, you gotta flourish the cape. I mean, that's just essential. Ooh.
It's a trap.
Good one. New. Thunder and lightning. Oh no.
So is it a
wolf cop down?
Oh yeah.
Nick called it.
Damn.
Yeah, you're not gonna aim the big musket at somebody as he's running at you at that close of a distance. See, flourish the cape.
I wonder at some point if maybe like one of the actors like died or something, or I don't know, like some of the weird cuts of back and forth between the younger actor and the older actor just feels bizarre to me. Like, why did they feel the need to revert back to the younger self to flip him around, but then he's...
Maybe they did the whole fight scene with one actor and then the whole fight scene again with the other,
actor,
and then they
and
just...
edited it together.
Yeah. Are you really... Feels great! Like, oh my gosh.
I wonder if he bites her...
So is this movie, like, pro-alcoholism?
Yes.
Yes.
It's not a good thing.
Wasn't she wearing
a
vest?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he apparently got her through the vest.
Okay.
So alcohol to Wolf Cop is like spinach to Popeye.
I wonder if he bites her and she turns into...
And then they can be wolves together. And run and run and run. You're gonna need a new uniform, dude.
Yeah, a few of them.
Right underneath the boob.
She's not gonna be on Boober magazine.
No, nope. Really not.
Hopes
they can't have scars
dreams.
In Boober magazine.
Unless they do their special all scar issue.
It's
yeah.
True.
Yeah.
I mean, some people like that.
Most of it is C-section scars, but.
Are you okay? Well, I just turned into a wolf, got stabbed, got shot, had to kill pretty much a lot of people I thought were my pals. I'm doing great. How about yourself? Well, I got stabbed and won't be in Boober magazine anymore. Well,
that's supposed to be their centerfold this year. Oh my god.
Wait, wait, wait.
Oh my god.
What? They ended with
Wolf
Cop 2.
We're dancing in case you guys don't know. I would totally twerk to this in a club.
I mean, I was thinking the mummy maybe, but not Son of Sam. I now have no idea. I can't even fathom what will come after this.
I know, right?
For like the credits, so it's just like...
It's suspenseful.
I'm really sort of...
But we have this wonderful song to keep us company.
I want to watch Wolf Cop 2.
We will
watch Wolf Cop 2.
Yeah, right?
I wonder if it's going to be all the same cast.
Including the shapeshifters.
Well, they could do that, because they could have said the original people were like held up somewhere.
It's
like,
true.
It could be a prequel.
Rewind.
We're all wolves, performed by High Kicks.
The Wolf Cop, performed by Evil Ebenezer and the Factor. There you go. Evil Ebenezer and the Factor did the song for The Wolf Cop, everybody.
Can't hide from the Wolf Cop. I'll turn that back down. We all heard the Wolf Cop, and we're like, whoa, 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 whoa. There's the song.
There's the song.
Why do we pick movies that have specific songs to Zombievers and Wolf Cop?
What was
it? Awesome.
Have you ever seen Slither?
Yes.
I love the ending of that movie because
I haven't seen
the
so
guy,
long.
The poor guy, got taken over by the body snatcher thing, and he really, the human part of him still wanted his wife. That was so. At the very end, it's him and it's her and Party walking down. They play that. Was it? It's not Old 97 Strong. It's like Baby, I Love You, but Leave Me the F Alone.
Oh.
And so it just cracks me up because that's the whole point. He just wanted her to be with him as even an alien form, and she's just like, no.
It's not an unreasonable request.
It's
large,
no.
And disgusting. And
large is, and you're...
Well, he was all gooey and...
And wormy.
Mm. Yeah.
It was he knocked
much.
Up the one girl, and she blew up to a giant blueberry,
yes.
And exploded with the little slugs everywhere.
And you're like, oh.
Man, it's so
great.
Crazy.
But wasn't he like... mean to her? Like, wasn't he abusive?
Well, he was on the verge of it, I think. Like, he was maybe
he's
verbally
not a happy
abusive,
person.
But when the alien took over, he became actually, I think, physically abusive.
No.
I think. The thing is, they don't really sit, come around and say, I don't think. It's, I don't know.
He's a wolf cop. Lastly and mostly, thanks to all the fans for helping bring Wolf Cop to the scene, to the screen, and fueling our oh my gosh.
Disruptive cynical.
Thank
model.
You. Disruptive. Oh my goodness. My dyslexia
I
kicked in and I could
if
not
this
speak.
This was like maybe something done on like Kickstarter or something.
That's possible.
There was a lot
this
of
is definitely a better movie than
names
that.
Names on there.
Than that,
what's
sad
is that the one guy, the guys who did Zombie
Burst, hold on, here
actually
we go.
Like.
It's the puppy. Yes! Justice! Yes! Wolfcup.com!
Wow. That is great.
Justice for the puppy!
I do not know. You might want to hit mute on that, or that's going to start in 6,
oh, yeah.
5, 4. I mean, I want to, don't get me wrong, I wouldn't mind watching that, but just letting you know.
Well, that's just the trailer, I've seen it already.
Yeah.
It's a Daredevil trailer, so y'all know, starts on Netflix original April 10th, and I plan to binge watch that whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, Ryan, final thoughts on Wolf Cop.
Cinematic masterpiece. I am eagerly awaiting Wolf Cop 2.
Actually, I agree. That was actually entertaining in a weird way. I mean, how do you beat Wolf Cop 1? Like, you
two
can't,
wolf cops.
Well, right, but like, how are you gonna show another wolf dick? You can't
yeah.
beat the wolf dick.
And you can't beat banging the wolf dick.
I know. Like Wolf Cop's wolf dick, you can't beat that. Maybe you have wolf boobs. In the sequel, maybe Tina gets
Boober Magazine,
oh, yeah.
taken, over
magazine
by wolves.
Counts, taken over by
Boober
wolves.
Boober Magazine, the werewolf edition.
Maybe he goes undercover at Boober Magazine.
Oh.
And
starts to turn him.
You know what? Here's the thing. If they're already working on that, that's probably not all what they're doing, but they should. That's the third Wolf Cop. Him and Tina go undercover.
There it is.
At
Boober
Magazine. And because there is an evil cult.
We need to write a script and give it
of
to
creatures
them.
Called boobers. They have giant boobs on their head and on their face, and they're just giant boobs everywhere, and they're taking over the world by infiltrating the milk infrastructure. I don't know.
What was that movie?
I like all of that. I would watch that.
Right?
Right?
What was that movie where the guy grew the boobs on his head?
Little Nicky?
Yes! Oh
yeah.
My god, Little Nicky. Holy cow, I haven't seen that movie in so long. Oh,
shove
my gosh.
Shove a pineapple up for Hitler's ass at 4.
Yeah.
I gotta
go do this. Okay, I'll be right back. What is it? A Henry Winkler attacked by bees.
Oh,
my God. All right, so.
Is the shit.
So that was actually pretty entertaining, I agree. And I hope you guys are enjoying it. It's only fitting that we have Thunder and Lightning Storm during Wolf Cop. Because that's equally as badass.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that is that. We look forward to doing more commentaries for you guys, rotating with Jim, James, and Bryce, and Bree. And so, Ryan, tell us again what podcast you're with, who you are, where we can find you.
I'm Ryan Estep with the RSG Podcast. You can find us at rsgpodcast.com, and every other place that we're on, you can get from there.
You can find mine at The Good, The Bad, and Geeky, keywords Good, Bad, Geeky, or gbgpodcast.com.
Alrighty, and don't forget, Not Another Podcasters, you can find us at Facebook, Not Another Podcast, at notanotherpodcast.com, notanotherpodcast.tumblr. You can find us on Twitter, I'm SamanthaStark3, we got James Spooky, and nobody else is on Twitter because they don't exist. And deuces, peace out.